to me is, really start to gel, Carmen Jackson of Carmen Jackson LLC herself came in, so they'll be here together for 4 days with the employees, and, I think we're gonna see some improvement there, it's just a matter of catching up. I was hoping to have the, budget to actuals for the, COVID, the, expenses done. I checked them out today, but they didn't still match up with what, the grant writer was reporting to the state and what we have in our Castell system. But it looked like we're on closer on the right track. I was hoping that was gonna be done on Friday, but things got behind. We've been spending a lot this last week with the banks, getting the signatures, who has authority to, work with the banking institutions. And, after tonight, I'll be able to do a little bit more on that. The bottom line is we're healthy, but, it just doesn't seem to anybody been keeping an eye on it, on things. The real utility business, there was a problem there with the, with the 941 reports, they call them, and, it looks like we're on track to get that, straightened out, if it's not already. The gentleman in charge of this program, he phones up the IRS, asks for a report. The IRS says it's not there, and then we get a demerit. And, what we found was that the IRS was slow in processing whatever got turned in, and that was why he didn't receive it. Now we're kind of good on that. Streets and Roads received a compactor. I was glad to see that. That was this last barge, probably. I don't think there's much more to go on the equipment that we were to receive out of the, out of the capital improvement list that was approved about the time I left. So we've received a lot of equipment, and now to put it to use for what it was intended for will be the next step. And then we continue to hire for temporary hires. Anybody out there that needs a job, come and see us. We'll find something for you to do. I know it's getting cold, but it doesn't mean we still can't work outside a little bit. And there's work to do. Good news on the transit department. The grant writer moved back in the office about the same day. We found $713,000 that we'll be able to use to up to 2023. So that's pretty much the transit budget. I'm recommending that we get a bus, a new one, something nostalgic we can get, so we don't have to worry about that going down the road. We got union negotiations are starting at the end of this week. And the grant report should be attached. It looks like I can't scroll to it, but anyways, the grant attached or part of this. And with that, I'll take any questions.
Yeah, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Frank, go ahead.
Yeah, thanks. So I got a call from a citizen yesterday. We were talking, and he goes, and I've got a question about, and I thought he said, lonesomeness. I said, lonesomeness? Lonesomeness? He said, no, road maintenance. I said, oh. I guess, you know, I was wearing a mask, so I couldn't hear him too well. So, Pete, what's the plan to get the graders up before it freezes too hard? I know, you know, we'd like to have the roads a little damp sometimes, but we've got new equipment. You know, are we going to have them out? Are we going to get some, are we going to get a little flattening done, especially on, for example, in Kasaili? The only time I see a grader on some of the side streets out here is when it's snowing. You know, they go on the ring around the subdivision, but they don't necessarily always hit the side streets. What's the plan? All the graders are working, I'm presuming. Did we get that? Did that roller make it in on one of the barges? So just if you could, I think a lot of people would like to hear what's up with road maintenance between now and the time that it freezes real hard.
Well, Councilman Springer, I talked to the port director, public works director today, and I asked him kind of the same question about what the schedule was for the grader. And so I didn't really get a great answer. I didn't hear a schedule. So I'll work on that by the end of this week. And I drove out to Kasaili. And I did mention that today. I had a complaint also from City Sub. So, my next step is to, and I was looking in this packet here, I asked the Public Works Director in the Streets and Roads report that we kind of come up with a schedule about when they will be where, when. And so that's something I'm going to work on, but I intend to make it happen, I hope. But it is okay. A concern. Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Mr. Frank. And one other question, Mr. Mayor, if I could.
Yes, please.
Yeah, thanks. So the river is still open. People are still traveling in from the villages. Do we have any effort going on to, encourage people when they get into Bethel to make sure that they're wearing masks when they're going shopping? They're going to come here to go shopping. They're going to come here for, other business. We're respecting their communities by not going there. I hope that they'll respect their communities when they come here by wearing masks. Do we have any, do we have any resources available to offer masks to people? If we see them coming in any of the boat landings.
The port attendants they're basically gone over there, but we could try to put somebody there and try to do that. But normally they're not, it was kind of odd this summer because I was working over there and how many masks I found on the ground. You only can attempt to hand something to somebody, but my experience over there was that it wasn't very acceptable. They didn't like it very much. But all we can do is try. I mean, some people are, but for the most part, it's kind of, it was frustrating.
This is Perry. Pete, so item 19 on the grant writer's report. The one thing I'd like to know is the cost hiring program, the school resource officer, SRO, city was given award in 90 days to sign grant agreement, which city did not do. Could you find out for me as to why the city did not sign the SRO grant? It was a three-year grant. LKSC was going to pay the bulk of the money, and it was a $125,000 grant, and I see the city did not sign the grant award. So it looks like our grant writer, his notes say that see if grant is still available to the city. I sure hope we didn't lose that grant.
Okay, Mr. Mayor, I'll double check on that. Seems like that there was something just the first day I got here, but he was still over in the finance.
One of the other things that I got a call from Ray Bourne, who heads the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Division here in Bethel. He wanted to contact the chief and you to see if they can have a U.S. Fish and Wildlife Enforcement Officer to work hand-in-hand with the Bethel Police Department, kind of like a ride-along, and they can provide some training and some camaraderie, and, you know, they can help them out, help them out, and vice versa. Have they contacted you?
So, yes, that MOU came across my desk, and then I forwarded it on to the police chief and the city attorney, and we'll let the police chief, would come up with whatever questions he has with Libby. We'll go from there.
Sounds good. One of the things that U.S. Fish and Wildlife and I had a conversation about is they have a lot of trainers. They have the federal side that is that are willing to provide a lot of training courses. So I think it's great that they're offering to do that. Again, I will remind members of the public that the city manager's report is available online on the City of Bethel's website. So if you have any concerns or questions, please, we have an email address that you can send us emails to. Any other questions from the members of the council? Hearing none, we're going to proceed on over to 11.3, which is the clerk's report. Ms. Strickland.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Sorry for not having my report in the packet. We are still preparing to close out the election and getting things ready for long-term retention for our election materials. We're also coordinating with the state to ensure that there is an absentee voting option for the voters in Bethel for the general election. And the state has hired an individual to host that absentee in-person voting, and OSC has graciously provided the multi-purpose building for that. So absentee in-person will start on Monday and will run from 1:30 to 5:30 Monday through Friday for the 2 weeks in advance of the election day. I'm also working with the absentee voting official to host the Saturday voting, which would be November 1st. And I believe I'll get some posts out on this, but I believe the time for the Saturday absentee in person voting is going to be 11-2. If you're still not comfortable to go in person to vote, you do have a little bit more time to apply for your absentee by mail ballot. The state requires the ballot application be submitted 10 days in advance of the election. So if you see a lot of information out there suggesting that you make a plan, it is important to make a plan for November. As many people had experienced, we were limiting our access to the precinct one location at the LKSD site to two people, which meant that a number of people would have to wait outside to wait their turn to vote. I have requested the state of Alaska consider moving both precincts over to the Cultural Center, which has accessibility parking and space. I've not heard back from the state on whether or not they've confirmed that move, but I am hopeful that we can avoid having the same precinct location or one and to identify a larger space for the public to have voting access on the day of election. To prevent the additional spread of COVID, I would encourage all of our voters to make a plan, utilize the absentee in-person option, and avoid the polls on election day as much as possible. And just stay safe out there. That's all I have to say. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Strickler. Any questions or comments for the city clerk? Again, kudos to the city clerk for running a free, smooth election, city election. It's always nice to hear how smoothly things go. So thank you, Mr. Clerk.
Thank you, Mr.
And we'll go on over to council member comments. I'm going to go first, and it's going to be really short for me. Is I know that members of the public and a member of the city council and I have been talking about the one restaurant in town that serves alcohol. And we're trying to figure out ways to maybe help minimize the exposure to possibly people in that arena that are carrying around the virus. I think we're going to continue to work on that. I think we're going to try and come up with innovative ways to address it. And because again, as I stated before, and with the information from YKHC and the CDC, is this virus scares me. And when this virus scares me, it should be scaring everybody, and it should be scaring a lot of the businesses into making the right decisions. But when I ride on a Friday early evening or a Saturday early evening, and I drive by that particular restaurant, and I see it filled with parked vehicles, that's really concerning. So with that being said, I'd like to just say that it's getting dark again. I wish we could do more of the reflector program that Council Member Larry was doing. But for members of the public, because we have to keep this safe distancing, see if you can find some reflective tape or some reflective clothing that you could be using when walking in our community. It's kind of hard to see when we have inclement weather and people are driving with very low headlights. So that's it for me. We'll move on over to Vice Mayor Hansen.
I don't have much to say. I just want to encourage people to, you know, use that early absentee voting in person. I hope I use the right terminology for that. Just to limit people's exposure. Did I, Lori, use the right terminology?
I'm giggling. You did. Yes, but I think it's really funny to notice that there's different terminology.
Thank
you. Yes,
high five. Cool. And then also, I would just encourage people to make the sacrifice of not trick-or-treating this year, and it makes me feel really sad to say that, and like I'm being like a Grinch or something, or I feel like there's a cartoon that's like, Christmas is canceled this year or something, and that's what I feel like saying, don't go trick-or-treating. But really, honestly, like, we do need to make sacrifices sometimes, and this is one that...
But Lady kind of looks like Miss Yerfie with straight hair.
Oh, I think.
Sorry. My daughter just walked in here. And I was on mute. And this looks like my principal. God. Sorry. Getting late.
So I would just encourage people to be smart about that and find other ways to celebrate. And like I said, I'm still down for a neighborhood competition showdown. So maybe we could get something like that organized. I'll have to talk to administration. Cool. Thanks.
Thank you, Ms. Hansen. Councilwoman Leary.
Thanks. I guess I, like everyone else, don't really have much to say tonight. I don't think any of us are anti-Halloween. You know, I'm kind of worried about people thinking that, you know, city council is just against people having fun. But, you know, it's really about the greater good of our community. I really appreciate Dr. Hodges and Dr. Bates and Tiffany Zolkowski for joining us tonight to give, you know, the medical side of the reasoning on why it's not a great idea to have gatherings at all, especially for Halloween, and especially for Bethel right now. You know, maybe some other parts of the country are kind of, you know, they're out of their first wave, or, you know, they've had kind of a peak back before we did. And I think we're hitting our peak now, as the providers described tonight. So this is just, we're really at a critical time right now for our whole community to do their part and really try to limit gatherings, you know, keep up what we've been trying to do. It's just like, this is our time now. This is when it's really going to matter, when you're wearing your mask, you know, at work or otherwise. And I really encourage some, you know, businesses in town to consider what will happen when there is someone in the midst that they don't know is COVID positive, and, you know, the individual doesn't know. And what is the business plan going to be when, you know, half your staff is on quarantine because they have COVID, or just because they were a close contact, or either way, you know? So really try to protect your businesses, and in turn, we will be protecting our health. That's all for tonight. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Larry. Ms. Franco?
Thank you, Mayor Barr. Similarly, I don't have many comments, but I just wanted to thank the health professionals from YK to come on and give some guidance on the upcoming Halloween holiday. I know this is, they kind of talked about how even, you know, you or someone you know is not experiencing COVID, there's a lot going on with just the grief of things not being normal. But I think there's a lot of ideas that have been mentioned tonight for different ways to celebrate, whether that be, you know, carve a pumpkin with your family, watch a scary movie, or the idea Haley had for decorations outside. I think there's a lot of options out there. So I'm excited to see what our community can come up with that is, you know, both healthy and fun. So thank you. That's it.
Thank you, Ms. Franco. And we're have up next, Mr. Springer.
The sound was pretty crappy earlier when we had the resolution for the election. I want to thank the election workers and the canvas board, and of course Lori and the city clerk's office. Without those folks, we would not have democracy. You know, just imagine sitting there. I'm not sure how long the election workers sat there, but some of them were probably there all day with people going by, whether it was 11% or 10% or 99%, people did turn out to vote. And thank you for that. I hope that we will see a much greater turnout in 3 weeks. Time flies when you're having fun. So it's an important year to vote. There are a lot of important issues on the state ballot, and, you know, electing United States Senator, electing United States Representative, or electing President. So vote, maybe vote early, vote by mail. As Lori said, there's going to be a vote by mail polling place of the multipurpose building. And you know, we're speaking for ONC, we're real happy to be able to provide that. To allow people to be able to cast their ballots. I want to express my gratitude. I've served with Mr. Diment before on council, and I've always enjoyed it. He's always been a very thoughtful council member. He's always brought a lot to the table. So I appreciate him stepping up to join the council when we had an opening at this real critical time. You know what? Don't worry about Halloween. There's going to be a lot more Halloweens. You know, let your kids dress up. Let them FaceTime with their friends and relatives. Hopefully the schools, you know, if they're doing Zoom, the kids can wear their costumes to Zoom class and interact with each other that way. You know, it's, I would rather not grieve for missing Halloween than be grieving for people getting sick because they're just, you know, crowding together. And we're seeing that. You see what's happening down in Quinnahock. They got an unbelievable number of cases. So keep wearing your masks, keep washing your hands, stay away from each other. You know, use every trick in the book to, you know, let's try to beat this thing that what Dr. Hodges said about, you know, the fact that she stays up at night worrying what would happen if they got just think about it, 6 or 8 very active cases in Bethel. Think how long it would take to get those folks medevaced to Anchorage. And there may or may not, you know, last week there were no ICU beds in Anchorage for a while. So there are small resources, even though we're a big state, we have small healthcare resources. So we have to all do our part to respect each other, respect our communities, respect the healthcare providers, respect our families, respect our elders, wear your masks, and, you know, don't bunch up. And I guess, Mr. Mayor, that's all I have to say. Thank you.
I do appreciate your input, Mrs. Springer, and we'll move on to Council Member DeWitt. Ms. DeWitt?
Yeah, I feel that we've had a lot of folks who've been generous with their time. It's sort of been the theme this evening, you know, with people to be heard and different folks who called in and the presentation we heard and so on and so forth to the three folks from YKHC who spent time with us. You know, we've observed a retirement. We had an outgoing Council Member Diamond. So I guess that's for me. I just want to acknowledge that we've had a lot of folks who've helped us cover a lot of topics and do a lot of work, and I'm very appreciative for that. And I would encourage the community to take to heart the risks that were shared with us about in-person trick-or-treating and about hosting events in order to keep our community safe and to keep each other safe. And it's a bit of a short-term hardship for a much bigger long-term gain. So I hope we can make those individual choices of sacrifice together. And finally, I want to welcome Council Member. Nice to have you here. And that's all I have, Mayor. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. DeWitt. The one thing that I'll add to this is thank you to the council for working very hard these past few months, and thank you for Mr. Diamond for being with us to serve. And welcome to Sugar Rose. Sugar, it's going to be an adventure to serve with you on the council. We'll do great things, I'm sure, together. Sugar, I
yes, sir.
Apologize to you. I follow sometimes a script. When it's this late in the day, I'm like a robot. I just go right through the script. So I apologize, and I would like to give you the last opportunity to say something, please.
Thank you so much. First of all, I want to thank everybody who went out and voted, and I want to thank everyone that voted for me. It really means a lot to me to make it this far and get on this council and work with this wonderful group of people on keeping our city going and keeping our city safe, and I really do look forward to all of that. I also want to thank Lori and her crew for all the hard work they did during the election, putting up with my texts and bothering and questioning. And so thank you so much, Lori. And it really is a pleasure and an honor to be sitting here with all of you. And I really do look forward to the next 2 years. Thank you. And please don't forget me the next meeting. Thank you, Mayor Barr.
How can I forget, Sugar? I apologize again. So our next item on the agenda is item number 13, executive session, which we do not have a reason to go to executive session. And item number 14 is
we don't we, well, we
do have an executive session.
Oh, we do?
Oh, no, we don't.
We don't.
I'm sorry, we don't. I thought we did.
We
I did it as late. Did you? I'm sorry.
Yes. We don't have a reason to go to the executive session. So, item number 14, anybody?
We're adjourned.
Second, Hanson.
Everybody said
it
at once. Hanson. All those in favor of adjournment indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Good night, everybody. Thank you, Ms. Eckler, for attending.
Of course. Thank you very much. Take care, guys. Good night.
Oh, hey, Pete, did you ever meet with that guy that was talking about electrical pipes over at the fitness center, Juan?
No.
Remember how you talked about lines were stretching and they were stretching?
Oh, no, I did. I showed that to Bill.
And
I don't know what action they're going to take, but they know about it.
So they're cognizant of it.
Yeah, they're aware.